Rahman Rahim, I start to begin in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the merciful. As we all know that the Quds rally is not just an event that is actually happening in Toronto. It is an event which is happening all over the world. Just in North America, we have in the cities of Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Phoenix, Portland, Salt Lake City, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa, Calgary, Vancouver, Montreal, and Ottawa. As far as Europe is concerned, we have many cities where the Quds rally is happening. By the grace of Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the creator of this universe, who has created every single thing on this planet and all the other planets that exist in this universe, if there is life, Allah is the sustainer of everyone. With the mercy and grace of Him, we have thousands and thousands of people who are gathering together all around the world. So what you need to see yourselves is not just as just this group, but you are among the thousands who have come out for the solidarity and to show support for the cause of justice and peace around the world, to show the support for the oppressed around the world. We are in thousands, we are not in hundreds, we are in thousands and thousands all around the world. Now, as far as the reason why we have a little bit more participation and we have a lot more media this time, and also we are going to have a lot more people who are going to show up this year, is because of the efforts of some of the Zionist groups, JDL and the other groups, that also the media which is owned by the Zionism and Zionist lobbies, thanks to them. And we would like to make sure that we have the word of thanks for them for the free publicity that we received. And we're still continuing receiving that. Our message is going to go in the mainstream media. The mainstream media is going to become the voice of the oppressed for a change. And that is thanks for the people who had given us the free publicity. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who works in mysterious ways, and it is not the people. They try to have their plans, but it is the plans of Allah that are going to be successful. As far as the Quds rally is concerned, we are the people of consciousness, irrespective of our faith or gender or creed or nation or religion. We are human beings who have decided that we are going to support the oppressed, and we're going to put a voice against the oppression. This is the main thing, criteria for a human being. This is what distinguishes us from animals. If we are a human being, this is what we are.
Yes, yes.
Now, we are here also to express a solidarity with all of the oppressed people, especially the Palestinian and the people who are under the illegal Zionist settlements in the West Bank in contravention of the international law. We're also here to the relentless threats that they have made on Masjid al-Aqsa, which is the holiest mosque in Islam. We're here to let them know that this holy place is something that people are able and willing to be able to defend and put a voice against. We're here to highlight the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. You know, as far as the in Palestine, there are more than 5,000 prisoners. There are more than 5,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails under what is referred to as administrative detention. That detention actually violates the Geneva Convention of transferring detainees to another jurisdiction. So what we are here to let you know is of the crimes that are being committed in Palestine. There are many things that we do not understand, because we think that what they are doing, maybe it's right. But if you understand the international law and you understand what are the rights of the individuals who are in Palestine, every single thing that they're doing is wrong. It's not by any criteria that those things are right. Now, for those people who are there, if my voice is reaching you, you know, I have a suggestion. If you would like to have success in stopping these sort of rallies and thousands of people around the world, My suggestion to you to be to work with us to stop the oppression in Palestine. Once the seat, once the occupation is finished, there will be no rallies. And believe me, if you were to do this, you would be more successful. Because you are being defeated on every single aspect. You were defeated in London on the buses. The signs were posted, freedom for Palestine. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't stop the rallies today. You are not going to be able to stop our voices. So why don't you just join us and stop the oppression in Palestine so you can also win? Resolutions that have been passed in international law so that we are also educated on that, and also the media, when they're going to analyze our speeches and our words, they should know that we are speaking with reference and we have backing in our words. So as far as the General Assembly Resolution 194, December 11, 1948 states, Palestinian refugees have the right to return to their homes. General Assembly Resolution 3236, November 22nd, 1974 states, Palestinians have the right to self-determination. The Security Council Resolution of 242, November 22nd, 1967 states, Israel's occupation of Palestine is illegal. Security Council Resolution 446, March 22, 1979 says Israel's settlements in Palestine are illegal. Determines the policy and the practices of Israel establishing settlements in Palestinian and other Arab territories occupied since 1967 have no legal validity. Yes! Now, they also call us that, you know, we are someone who used the word apartheid. Apartheid is a word which has been used by many different people, so I'm going to quote one person and I'm going to ask if you are going to also call this person this label that you put on me or all of us. So the quote begins, it's Jimmy Carter saying that when Israel does occupy this territory deep within the West Bank, if somebody doesn't know Jimmy Carter, anybody can tell me who Jimmy Carter is? Can you shout it out so that the people who maybe they don't know over there? He's stating that when Israel does occupy this territory deep within the West Bank and connects the 200 or so settlements with each other with a road that prohibits the Palestinians from using that road, but in many cases even crossing the road, this perpetrates even worse instances of apartheid than we witness even in South Africa. The US president, who is an ex-US president, calling Israel an apartheid state, what is wrong if we call it? What is wrong if we say that the occupation in Palestine is illegal? So every time that we are expressing our solidarity with the oppressed, we are actually people not in there for hate, but we are here for love. We are the people who believe that if we all unite together, if we all start hating injustice, if we all start hating racism, if we all start hating prejudice, then it is possible that the world can change. It is possible for justice to come and for the oppressors to stop oppressing. So my request to all of you, all right, this is not a matter of hate. This is not a matter of frustration. This is a matter of principle. This is a matter of love. We love people. We don't want the world to be occupied by hate. We don't want the world to be occupied by prejudice. We don't want the world to be occupied by racism. We want the people of the world to be free from all of these atrocities and the people who are committing those atrocities. I'm going to end because I've taken, I think, a lot more time than I was given. But this is a quote from Martin Luther King. So Martin Luther King was a person who was the advocate for those people who were oppressed and those people who were being oppressed and those people who are maybe are still oppressed. He stood up and he put the voice against the oppressors of his time, and he was symbolized and immortalized in history as a voice of justice and peace. He says that cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it polite? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but one must take it because it is right.
Yes! Yes. The people united, the people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
I was going to give the mic back, but they gave it back to me, so it's not my fault. I'm just going to end it, and I'd like to end it now because I was given a little bit more time. I have a quote here. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that if we are not brothers and sisters in Islam, then we are brothers and sisters in humanity.
Yeah!
And I'll end it with the saying of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says in the Quran, if you kill one innocent person, it is as if you have killed the whole humanity. It does not mean that if that innocent person is a Christian, Jew, a Sikh, a Hindu, a Palestinian, an Israeli, anyone, if one innocent life is taken, it is as if you have killed all of humanity, and you will be judged on the day of judgment as if you have killed every single person on the face of this earth.
Yeah.
We are not here for prejudice, we are not here for any other cause but what is right. And I bear witness what my God has created me and what He has given to me. That if He gives me life for the rest of my life and every single breath that I have, I will try to submit to His will, and submission to His will is to fight against the oppressors and to support the ones who are oppressed.
Yeah.
Freedom for Palestine!
Freedom for